An entitled Karen goes into a rage after we refuse to sell her wine simply because she didn't have her ID. And as a result, she destroys not only property at our store, but also goes on a rampage to another store, destroying hundreds of bottles of wine in the process. With all of this resulting in her going to jail and getting her kids taken away. Here's what happened. Last night, a very young-looking woman came in pretty late, and with her in tow was a baby of about 4 to 6 months old, as well as a toddler. And it's at around 9:30 at night. She grabs the fixings for a steak dinner for two and a kid's frozen dinner. She asks for a bottle of red wine with her dinner. Now, she doesn't look anywhere near 21 years old. She looks more like she's 16 years old. So the cashier asks for her ID, and lo and behold, she doesn't have it on her. So unfortunately, I'm sorry, there's not going to be any wine tonight. So this entitled Karen then starts demanding for a manager, and that's where I step into the scene. I looked at her and I said the same thing. If you don't have an ID, then I can't give you any wine. She then started screaming at me that they just moved into this area and she has just misplaced her wallet. Apparently, I'm going to be ruining her Valentine's Day because her husband just got in for bringing another load of their stuff to their home and she needs this wine. And you know what? Sorry, but sob stories won't keep me out of jail or from getting fines from me and the store. And the loss of job and the loss of a liquor license for the store is just not going to be worth it. So I told her, unfortunately, I cannot help you. She was angry again, and it was quite obvious on her face. She paid for the food and started to walk away. Now, she made it to about the door when things really went down. The bagger had just started walking to return the wine to the shelf, when she ran back to him, grabbed the wine, and spiked it like a football into the ground, as if she had just scored a game-winning touchdown. She then ran out of the door with her cart and her kids, as fast as she possibly could. So as you can guess, I absolutely called the police. I got her license plate and the make of her car. I dealt with the police officer and making the report against this entitled Karen, while the other closing manager finalized the closing of the store and supervised the cleanup. Eventually, with all things considered, we left an hour after the incident. Now, I had to drop some stuff off at my mother-in-law's house, so it took me in the exact opposite direction that I would normally take. Going this direction took me past a liquor store, and it was then that I noticed two police cruisers with the lights on in the parking lot. And what I saw next absolutely blew my mind, as I saw the same entitled Karen causing the same type of scene at a different liquor store. Now, for a little bit of context, one of my brother's best lifelong friends is the manager of this liquor store. This man has been like a brother to me for nearly 40 years. So I turned into the parking lot and parked next to his car. Eventually, a third police cruiser pulled in, and it was at the same time that I realized the only customer car in the lot was matching the young lady that had smashed the bottle of wine at the feet of a minor bagger, endangering him with glass shards. The officer stepped out of his vehicle, and it's the same one I had just given the report to about half an hour prior. Talk about having some good luck. I stepped out and I called him by name before he went inside. He recognized me and took a step closer. I pointed at her car and told him I'm pretty sure that was the vehicle belonging to the entitled Karen from my report. He looked at it, nodded to me, and walked into the liquor store. I sent a text to my friend saying, "Hey, call me later. I think you have called the police on someone I had to call on also." We finally connected around midnight, and you know what? It was the same person. She had seriously attempted to enter the liquor store with her children, and he stopped her. In my state, you have to be 21 to enter the liquor store. There are no exceptions, period. Not even for babies or small children. There are big red signs on the door that state this, so there's no way that she could have missed that. She immediately told him that this was ridiculous, that she needed the bottle of red wine, and that some idiot at the other grocery store refused to sell it to her. So I can only assume that she's talking about me. He said to her that he really did not care, but the children could not enter the store and that she needed to take them out. She started screaming about already regretting moving to this stupid state and that she was just grabbing a bottle of wine, whether he liked it or not. He told her, "Nope, not from this store." And that's when she grabbed the wine rack display of mini bottles and slammed it to the floor. And all 100 mini bottles hit the floor, shattering to pieces. And that's when he hit the silent alarm and immediately dispatched the police to the liquor store. This entitled Karen ended up getting arrested for endangering her children, as well as theft, vandalism, and destruction of property. The husband and father of those kids couldn't be reached, so those kids had to be taken away in the meantime. And honestly, with all things considered, this entitled Karen absolutely had it coming. How crazy do you have to be to act like this when it comes to wine? Like, did she seriously think she would get away with destroying property, as well as endangering endangering her kids? Like, that is seriously not okay. Not to mention the fact that she spiked the wine bottle on the ground. Like, some of that glass is incredibly sharp. She should be thanking her lucky stars that she didn't get somebody hurt. But you know what? Karma came back and caught her right in the act. So hopefully some prison time is in her future for the way she destroyed some property, as well as tried to steal from multiple stores. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. An entitled couple comes into the restaurant I work at, and they absolutely broke me with how rude they were and how entitled they acted. And I honestly hope I never get them at one of my tables ever again. Here's what happened. So there is a regular older couple that comes in, and the wife is known to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They were showed to their table, and I wait until people have their butts in the seats to come over to greet them. Well, I took too long, about 45 seconds, because they were absolutely perishing, waiting on their drinks. I had to ask what their drinks were, because they were not my regulars. And this entitled Karen was incredibly upset when I had to do that. I gave them about 5 minutes with their cocktails, and came by to ask if they would like more time with the menus. She told me in a special tone that they needed time to enjoy their drinks. Now that was fine, but I did need to get it rolling soon, because there's a turn on the table. They finally ordered, and she told me in her special tone to make sure I do not rush them tonight, and I told them that I would not. The first course, they spent about 20 minutes eating soup. They had empty soup bowls sitting in front of them, and they did not want me to clear the table. Finally, she waved me down and told me they wanted their next course. She pushed her soup bowl into my hands, and then pushed her empty martini glasses to the very edge of the table, so I just assumed that I should take that one too. But she said, no, do not take that yet. And she said this loud enough for other tables to be like, what is going on? She was getting extremely irritable and her tone was really hostile. She waved me down to take it a few minutes later. They did not want to be offered any more drinks, and as I was walking away, she started talking absolute mad garbage about me. And she did this in plain voice, where I could even hear her a couple of tables over. She was saying, she is so strange. Why is she acting so uncomfortable? Like she's afraid of us. But I tried to just ignore all of that, and I walked a little bit faster. The second course was another 20 minutes. They barely touched the salads, and I asked twice how it was and if they were enjoying everything. And then I finally asked if I could take the plates when they had their plates pushed away. She looked at me and said, no, you certainly may not. And every time I left the table, I heard her once again talking badly about me, saying stuff like, is this girl new? What's wrong with her? And stuff like that. Several minutes later, I heard her direct her husband to wave me down, because apparently she was done speaking with me herself. He asked me to take their plates, and they needed their next course to hurry up, because they've been waiting for a while. And this is ironic, because this is coming from the same people who didn't want to be rushed. So I asked him if I could box their salads, and he said, no, we just really want the main course. So I immediately brought them their intermezzo that comes out right before the main course, and they both visibly got upset. He said, I said next course, please. We've been here too long. So I just told them that it's on its way. I got it to them really quickly, and she had something to say about the presentation. She had never seen lobster presented like that, and I just didn't have time for it. I literally had 5 other tables to help out, and this was the same deal with the main course. They didn't want to give it up when they were done, and then waved me down, and she was still fuming. She said that this was beyond ridiculous. So I asked her if everything was okay. She just rolled her eyes at me and said, no, not everything is okay. Some things are fine, but other things are not okay. And her husband looked at me and said, do me a favor, box the rest of this, and we need the dessert yesterday. I looked at them and I said, okay, I'll go do that, no worries. At this point, I was shaking at the way they were talking to me, and the fact that I heard some of their comments about me throughout the entire night, saying that I might be of low intelligence, and that I might not be a good waitress, and that I behave sloppily and I'm too awkward. They tried to claim that the owner's hiring standards have clearly gone down because of me. So after that, I just didn't say another word to them. When I left the room, the food runner overheard them talking, and this lady was saying things about me that caused the food runner to approach our manager to speak with them. The manager dropped off the check, as well as their leftovers and dessert. All of my other co-workers who are familiar with them were telling me that they are a very weird couple, but that was over the top, incredibly rude tonight. The food runner would not tell me what they were saying about me. Apparently, they talked to the manager, and they told her I had no sense of urgency, and I needed some pep in my step, and it seemed like I had no idea what was going on around me. But the manager told me it was baseless garbage. Having people on my side didn't matter, though. I am not a crier, but I did cry two little tears during the Valentine's Day shift and several after I got home. I think what really got me is the bartender who usually serves them told me that I should forget it as quickly as they do because they won't remember who I am or that they treated me like garbage the next time they come in. But you know what? I don't think I will ever forget this. And I know for certain that I will never serve them ever again.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Those two people were absolutely unacceptably rude. Like, they were seriously contradicting themselves all over the place. They first wanted to have some kind of time to sit between the two of them, just to enjoy their meal, but at the same time, they wanted this waitress to go faster. But if they literally just open up their eyes, they would have seen that, yeah, the waitress was trying to go faster. She was trying to clear your plate to get to the next meal. But they just kept pushing her away and saying, no, I don't want to be served yet. So this weird backwards entitlement is honestly so rude. You can't say you want it one way and then get upset when the waitress follows what you want. Like, she literally was doing exactly what you wanted and it still wasn't good enough. So hopefully the original poster is not going to be too hard on themselves, because honestly they did not do anything wrong, and I don't blame them for choosing to never serve them ever again. I stopped a group of entitled teenagers from stealing from our store on Black Friday, and as a result they got angry and called security on me just to try and get me in trouble, and I honestly am so blown away by their entitlement. Here's what happened. So this story takes place last year on Black Friday, but first let me set the scene. The store I work at is very high in theft. We have lots of small items and we don't have a door sensor. And we have very strict policies involving approaching people who are suspected of shoplifting. If we suspect someone of shoplifting, then we have to see it with our eyes, not the cameras. And we have to wait until they try to leave the store to approach them. But we also can't follow them if they leave the store. Basically, we can't do anything. So one of my important jobs is to essentially provide customer service in a way that makes sure I'm on top of people in my zone 24/7. I'm quite good at it and I have prevented tons of loss. Now onto the story. Like I said, it's Black Friday and I'm working an 8-hour. In order to ensure no shoplifting occurs, we get these three young teens, probably 13 or 14, wearing nothing but bralettes and shorts. I am very body positive, so I don't care what they are wearing, but it is important to the story. So they begin sneaking around my section, and I see them reaching up to grab some lingerie while looking around and body blocking their friend. This corner always ends up with empty packaging because it's easy to block staff's view and shove things in a bag. So I walk over and I ask if I can help them grab anything down, and they quickly respond with a no. They then scurry off to another section. Now I find this mildly suspicious, so I just keep an eye out while cleaning up because again, it's Black Friday, so the store is a mess. I check back in with them again when I see them trying to yank down more lingerie and they just leave the store. Also important to note, they were in other sections of the store and I kept an eye, but mostly on my zone. My manager was on them when they were in our jewelry section and that was about it. Well, 10 minutes later, they come back with security and confront my manager. I see them talking and pointing at me and I just continue chatting with my coworkers and cleaning up. Afterwards, my manager tells me that they were complaining that I was making them uncomfortable and that staff were following them around. It went something like this. The girl said, "Your staff keeps following us, especially her, and it makes us super uncomfortable." My manager says, "Oh, she was? Well, thank you for letting me know that she was doing her job, which is something I pay her to do. If you didn't know, it's Black Friday, and a lot of people steal from our store on this day, and she has been instructed to watch all the people in her zone. If you girls had an issue with it, you could have approached me instead of getting security. This employee is literally doing it to everyone, not just you girls." And at this point, the girls are embarrassed and start mumbling to themselves saying, "Oh, well, I didn't realize it." My manager then continued by saying, "So if you girls would like to shop now, you're more than welcome to, but they're still going to do their jobs. And if it makes you uncomfortable, then it's probably best you don't shop here." At that point, they did end up leaving with security, but it all made me so upset that I had to take a minute in our stock room. I make it a point to not be rude to customers, and I almost never have any issues with any of them. I'm known for for being the lighthearted, always happy to help staff member. And people say that they absolutely love my energy and customer service. It was a super bizarre experience, but everyone backed me up, and the camera showed that I wasn't being overbearing or breaking any of our policies. So thankfully, there wasn't an issue. But even still, it all just rubs me the wrong way. Good for the original poster for doing their job. I think it's obvious to say that these girls were probably about to steal. I mean, think about it. They were huddled around a corner that is famous for people stealing stuff at, they were trying to be secretive, and they scurried away like rats the second the OP went up to them. And that's just like a clear red flag that, yeah, they were trying to steal something. And you blocked them, and so they got upset. And also, what did they think they were going to do by bringing security into the mix? Security's just going to defer to the manager as it is. And thankfully, the manager is not an idiot, and they are clearly on the original poster side. So good for the original poster for doing your job and doing it well, because clearly you have a good track record, and I honestly would not let some group of kids who are clearly on the verge of stealing from your store take away from the awesome job that you're clearly already doing. My wife is pregnant, and she has now become incredibly unbearable for the past 3 months, and now after an argument, she has stormed out of the house and chosen to stay with her parents. And at this point, I don't know what to do. So I've been married to my wife by the name of Sophia, that's not a real name, for around 4 years now. I have a daughter from a previous relationship, and my daughter's mother and I broke up shortly after my daughter's birth due to her unfaithfulness. My ex-wife then passed away when my daughter was 5, and I got full custody of her. I started dating Sophia 6 years ago, and we married shortly after I took my daughter in. Now, me and Sophia never actively tried having a kid together. She often said that if it happened, it happened, but that we shouldn't push for one. She was under the idea that fates will find a way. I sincerely would be fine either way. I am already a father, and while I would enjoy having another child, and we earn enough for it not to be any kind of trouble, I'm fine focusing on just my daughter right now. I repeat it constantly, to the point where my daughter and Sophia started joking about it. But they are my sunshine. About 7 months ago, Sophia got pregnant. It was unexpected, but we immediately started preparing for the new baby. Now, in the past, I helped both of my older sisters and my former wife during their pregnancies, so I had somewhat of an idea of what to expect. Despite that, the last 3 months have been an absolute nightmare on earth. Sophia has started berating me and my daughter for the smallest things. For example, I bought the wrong brand of Parmesan cheese the other day, and she insulted me for an entire 5 minutes. Also, my daughter accidentally spilled a bottle of water on the floor, and Sophia berated her until she started crying. She literally kicks me out of bed basically every night, and gets angry if I try going back to sleep. I do 100% of the chores, because she is always tired, and despite that, she still finds fault in how I do them. My daughter is so uncomfortable that she started completely avoiding Sophia. She noticed it, and she blamed it on me. I tried talking to her, and she is acting as if she is the victim. I know being pregnant is hard, and being a man, I will never get to experience what it feels like, but I think that no matter how hard it is, it doesn't give you permission to yell and treat people like garbage. Yesterday, my daughter started crying for an unrelated reason, and Sophia started yelling at her because of it. So I snapped and I yelled at her to shut up, that this is my house and that this is my daughter, and that if she wants to scream at my daughter like that, she can get out of my house. Suddenly, Sophia got quiet. She got her purse and she went to her parents' house. She is still there, and my in-laws are bombarding my phone. I know I shouldn't have yelled at her, but I saw my daughter crying, and I didn't think about anything else in that moment. What should I do? I honestly think you hit the nail on the head. There is absolutely no good excuse for your wife to be screaming and acting the way she is. I completely agree with you in that regard. And sure, you shouldn't have gotten upset and yelled at her like that, but it sounds like all of this came to a head, so I can kind of understand where you're coming from. Especially with the fact that she was yelling at your daughter for literally no reason. Like it was something completely unrelated, and it wasn't connected to anything that Sophia's doing. But I think you know exactly what's going on here, and it's something to do with the pregnancy. Clearly, this baby's affecting her emotions in a serious way, and it's making her lash out at pretty much everything. But that's not fair for you in the slightest, and I don't consider that a good enough excuse to still act that way. So maybe talking to the doctor and trying to reach back out to your wife and be like, hey, I'm sorry, but this is how I feel about the situation, might be for the best. Because the way Sophia is acting is incredibly unhealthy and unacceptable. And there's also no good reason for her to be talking to a child like that. And worst of all, this situation was completely unprovoked. Like the kid was not dealing with Sophia in the slightest. She was watching TV, minding her own business. And Sophia rolls up and says, no, we're going to take it out on you. And it's that kind of behavior that's got to stop. It really is unacceptable purely based based on how old this kid actually is. Like, this kid is what, 5 or 6 years old? That's completely unacceptable, and there's no excuse for that. So if people are seriously angry with you that you defended your daughter and told her that no, you can't talk to her like that, then I would just double down and say, you know what? No one's gonna talk to my daughter like that. There's no excuse. I don't care what's going on. So hopefully you can break through in some kind of way, because I don't completely blame you for the way you acted, and seriously, the way your wife is acting is completely unacceptable. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications so you never miss a video. To finish listening to all the stories, use the playlist at the top of the description. And if you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out in the description below and subscribe.